Hi loves, will it make sense if I tell you to save that egg? Don't let it crack. Save the egg. Ensure that you do everything within your power to make sure that you protect that egg. I mean, what is an egg? It is something that is very, 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 very delicate. Something that you would want to protect and keep. So, for you to want to protect something that you know that is very delicate, it means that that thing must be precious to you. And where your treasure is, that is where your heart is at. So, I am encouraging you to please save that egg. I know. What is that egg? So, in this time, what I mean is money. Save your savings. Does that make sense? Please, whatever you do in this life, save. It is very important that you save. Good thing about saving is that it gives you financial freedom. The mere thought that you have something dependable, something extra, you know, to go buy something by the side that you could get money from, apart from what you get, your salary or whatnot. I mean, the fact that you have something stocked up somewhere is enough to make you happy. It's enough to, you know, give you that relief. So we wouldn't want that kind of relief. No matter how small, you don't even have to be employed to save. I mean, you get favors, you get tips, people come see you, they give you something, you know, things like that. I mean, that was how I started saving. And it wasn't even intentional then. I was quite young when I started to save. And that was from what I got from my parents' friends, you get me? So I just had this little cute purse where I used to save. And it's not like I needed the money for anything. Like I said, it wasn't even intentional. I was just saving. I mean, kudos to my parents. I had a fantastic upbringing. I did not lack. And, thinking about it now, that money, I think I just gave it back to them or something. Because what would 11 years old girl or 10 years old would be saving money for? I mean, as a child, you barely really have something enticing you to buy. Apart from biscuits, sweets and all of that stuff, which I already have. And sometimes my neighbors would do birthday and that would be in surplus. So you get me. But now that one is an adult, I mean, the temptation is out there. There are so many enticing things to buy and all of that. You don't even have to be extravagant, you know, to want to use money for yourself as an adult. You don't have to be materialistic to want to spend your own money, no. I mean, they're just things to your taste that would appeal to you that you'd ordinarily just want to buy. You get me? You know, this time around, you're not buying what you need. You just want to buy what you want. You just want to shop and all of that stuff. I mean, we all get to that phase. So it's just nice to know that you have savings stocked up somewhere. So employed, unemployed, please save. No matter how little, that's the thing. And for you to save now that you're an adult, I mean, just be intentional about it. That's the first step. I mean, even if you're not an adult yet, just save. You never can tell when that money will be useful to you. As an adult, employed, unemployed, just save. No matter how little. Stop thinking that, oh, it has to be a huge amount of money to save. Trust me, that is a lie. Just save. Think about the good part of saving. The fact that you have this financial, look at it as financial security. You get me? You know, it's always good to have something extra. Backup is never a bad idea. So look at it that way. I mean, even if you're employed and maybe you love your job or not, the fact that you might probably get frustrated. I mean, we all get to that place. Even if you love your job, I mean, something else could just frustrate you. Maybe the traffic. And you just think about your life that, I mean, do I really need to go to this job? Do I really need to do this? Do I really need to stand up as early as 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or whatnot to be on the road and all of that stuff? But the mere fact that, I mean, money is also storing up somewhere is enough to give you joy. It's enough to give you that relief to just carry on, to cheer you up, to make you happy. It's better than being frustrated and having nothing to rely on, especially when you feel like you want to quit, when you feel miserable at that place, you know, when you feel like you're not getting as you genuinely deserve. You get me? When you feel like people are just talking down on you and you're just answering yes, sir, yes, yes, ma, to horrible bosses. I mean, it could be quite annoying, you get me? So, it's never a bad idea to save. That's one of the good things about saving, the perks of saving. The fact that if you decide to quit, I mean, you can always quit when you know that you have enough finance, amount of money stocked up somewhere. I mean, little drops of water, before you know it, that money would help you start up a business, be that foundation for whatever thing you want to go into. And before you know it, you start to get profit, and then you start to work on that and separate what you save and what you buy. You know, you start to do the maths and all of that stuff for your business. And you also save because you've enjoyed the benefit of that savings. So you can never go wrong with savings. And it's just a very good financial liberation for anybody. And I highly recommend. And please be encouraged to save. I mean, I wouldn't come and tell you what I don't practice. So I'm actually practicing what I'm preaching to you. Please save. It has a lot that will help you in the long run in terms of saving. It's never too small. So please, what I mean by don't break that egg is by the time you start to intentionally save, you don't start to take from what you're saving. Let that savings be your baby. Let it be your egg. So first of all, you intentionally save, being that you know within yourself, you can't lie to yourself. You can lie to everybody else, but you can't lie to yourself, yeah? So you know within your own budget what you can actually keep for yourself and what you can save. What you know that, just start with the mindset that this is what I would use for myself, and this one that I'm saving, I'm saving this, and I know that I'm not going to go and take from it. I wouldn't be taking from it until I meet my target. So you're intentionally saving and you're setting a target for yourself. Say in the next 5 months, in the next 1 year, or I don't know, whatever suits you, that is when I'm going to, you know, break the egg. That is when I'm going to fry this egg and enjoy it, you get me, in terms of saving. So just do what works for you. Don't go and save something that you squeeze yourself and people will be asking you, why are you looking lean or what's going on? No. Don't save to inconvenience yourself. No, save wisely, okay? Like I said, you know you. You can't lie to yourself. So what you know that will be comfortable for you, you keep to yourself and work within that. You can touch that. But what you know that you can now save, like I said, it doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't matter. Just like little drops of water makes an ocean. So just keep saving. Before you know it, I mean, that's why I prefer this kolo. There's this traditional way of saving. You just have a box you keep in your house and it has a small opening and you just keep dropping money. I feel like with that, yeah, compared to bank that it might take charges and all of that, this one, you know that nobody's taking charges from you. It's just in your box at home. Like a small cute wooden box that has small opening. And then it, because of the way it's designed, some have padlocks. You can't easily just break it to take money from until when you're ready to, you know, when you've met your targets to break it and all of that. So the same way you wouldn't want to break that kolo, that box, the same way I'm using that an example of an egg. You get me? You won't break that egg until you're ready. So please intentionally save and, you know, work within your budget. Don't go and inconvenience yourself. Don't squeeze yourself and start to, you know, take from your savings. That would even make sense. That would just crumble the whole effort of saving. That would just spoil everything. I mean, that was not savings again. That would spoil everything. And then when you start intentionally saving, please be consistent. Please, because you need a lot of discipline to save. So please be consistent. You have to keep going. Like, since you've laid the foundation of working within your budget, then please just keep being consistent. I mean, you need consistency in every aspect of life. So apply it to savings. Just take it as any other thing that you take serious in your life. You know, you need discipline to follow through that consistency. You need discipline. Even when you work within your budget, you know, sometimes you might just get carried away that you just want to still take from that. So please discipline yourself enough to just think about the end goal. I mean, look at the light at the end of the tunnel. I believe that when you look at what you want to achieve, you know, once you've set that target of saving, that will help you. Whenever you feel tempted to just take from the money, whenever you feel tempted to just go ball and chill and, you know, do all of that, you just think about the end goal. Think about the beauty of what you're saving. Think about when you now finally break that egg and you fry it and how delicious it tastes. When you finally, you know, cash out your money, when you finally met your target, how you would, how you would just count everything and it all makes sense to you and you're feeling like one millionaire or billionaire and all of that stuff. So think about the end goal. Let that motivate you. Let that be your drive to saving. Okay? So yeah. So please save. And you tell me later. May the church say amen. So yeah, I'll talk to you Very soon. I don't want to give a time frame here because trust me, and I don't want to sound like a broken record when I say that I get overwhelmed with my daily lifestyle now, work and all. So that is why I don't want to give a particular time frame. But sincere apologies, and then please use this one to hold body. It's never too late to start saving. Okay, I've come with something that I feel like will help your life, that I'm practicing, that I'm doing, and has been helping me as well. So please, this will be good for you. And if you're saving already, kudos to you. You know, let's motivate ourselves, and at the end of the day, you know, protect your egg. Don't let it crack until you're ready to enjoy. Bon appetit. Yeah, thank you for listening to me. Do take care of yourself and be safe, be kind. Bye.